This is Predictionary, the podcast for word lovers. The Predictionary word for today is walrus. Yesterday, I talked about J.R.R. Tolkien and association with the Oxford English Dictionary. During this time, they were working on words starting with W, and one of the words he worked on was walrus. The OED Online, in its newsletters section, shows an image of some of J.R.R.'s handwritten notes concerning walrus, and it's evident that he pondered over the word for some time, and it's his work that's still reflected in the current OED entry. There we learn that the walrus was called a walrus by 1655, but that it was known long before that, because it appears also back in the writings of Alfred the Great, back around 893. At that time, in Old English, it was not walrus, but horsewhel, which we today might pronounce horse whale. By reversing the words into whale horse, we can see how the word walrus came about. But a walrus, with its whiskered face, huge tusks and bag-like body, doesn't look much like a horse, although the speakers of Old English might have found it a convenient image that propagated the name. J.R.R. goes on to speculate that there could have been confusion around what the name was in Old Norse, since their word for a certain kind of whale was closer to horse whale, but also very similar to their word for walrus. An alternate name for walrus that shows up in a few dictionaries, the OED and the American Heritage Dictionary, for example, is seahorse, clearly close to horse whale. But to me, a seahorse is one of those little fishes with a horsey head and a curly tail in which the babies are hatched by the father. Yet another name, morse, appeared before walrus and seems to have been spread to other languages, although dropped out of use in English. This word, too, is brought back to horse since it seems to have been formed on the words mohorse. That's today's Predictionary word, and I'm Charles Hodson.